It's time for another Carbon County School District update here on Castle Country Radio. And joining us in the studio today, we have Mrs. Basinger, the principal at Wellington Elementary. First off, Mrs. Basinger, it's great to get you back in. It doesn't seem like it's been that long since we've had you in, but I always look forward to you stopping by.
I enjoy coming. Thanks, Jordan. It's always a pleasure to come and inform you and the citizens that are listening.
Yeah, it's fun to get you in for sure. And it's also a fun time, I know, to be a part of any school, because especially the elementary schools. I mean, this is it's kind of the trifecta. You got Halloween, you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas. And I know the kids look forward to this time of the year as well, right? It's fun at school.
It is fun. It's a little bit hectic, but I can't say it's my favorite time of year when it comes to Halloween, but the kids, you're right, do love it, and it's a great time.
Well, let's start by talking about something that I'm sure you enjoy, because everybody enjoys fall break, right? You guys have that coming up.
We do. We were just talking. It's amazing to think that our end of first quarter is coming up in just a couple weeks. But with that, we always have fall break coming. And normally fall break is on a Thursday and Friday, but this year it's a little different. On Monday, the 24th, it is a legislative day. And legislative days are scheduled or slated for professional development for teachers. So on Monday, the 24th, the teachers will be involved in trainings across the district, but students will not be in school. So that is going to be different for families. We need to make sure they're prepared to know that they're going to be out on Thursday, the 20th, Friday, the 21st, and Monday, the 24th. So I'm sure they're not going to be sad about that, but they need to make sure they have arrangements for that.
No. That's a nice little break, definitely. And I guess it's kind of the payoff for the hecticness of making sure that grades are up to par at the end of the quarter, right?
True, and it also gives us a chance to gear up our energy for that holiday season that comes in right after.
Yeah, you guys, you have a lot of breaks in school because, again, you're mentioning fall break. You got Thanksgiving break, which is right around the corner, and then Christmas break, which is the biggest break of the entire year. So the kids, I mean, does that put a little more pressure on the kids or the teachers this time of the year when you have so much time off in three consecutive months?
You know, I think everyone gets ready for that little break. We work very hard. I mean, I can speak for elementary. We fill those days every minute of every day we can with instruction. And I think everyone needs that little bit of downtime. Teachers and students and families. I know families enjoy having their kids home as well. So it's just kind of that re-energizing period that we can get back and focused again.
Well, let's talk about a fundraiser that you guys have going on right now, which I don't know, does this coincide with Halloween? Does that have anything to do with fall break?
Not really. Each month we have a focus of a character trait or skill we're working on as a school. We always pick something that's going to help us be a better student, a better friend, a better family member. And this month we're talking about team spirit and recognizing we all have a role on the team, whether that's a class team, a grade level team, our school team, but not only that, as a family team member. And we took it a little farther and we're wanting people to recognize or students to recognize we're part of a community team. And as a team member, we're looking for ways to help one another. We want to move the team in a positive direction. So a few weeks ago, we had several citizens in our community that were affected by the flooding after those big rainstorms. And we're kind of little people out there at Wellington. We can't physically help them, so we had to look for a way that we could help the team move in a positive direction. So our student council came up with a plan that every Wednesday through the month of October, it would be $1 hat day. So for $1 donation, the students can wear a hat for the entire day, and at the end of the month, our student council will deliver those funds to the city and let them give it to some of our community team that needs some help right now. And we wanted to make it meaningful. We're asking the kids to earn that dollar and donate that dollar. It's a different feeling when you have to earn it and give it. And not only that, we are fortunate that we get to be on the receiving end a lot in the community team at our school. And it gives our kids a chance to be the givers instead of the receivers.
What percentage of kids are wearing hats on Wednesday?
You know, last week was our first Wednesday, and it wasn't probably advertised as well as it could have been. So we didn't have as much participation, but we're expecting a building full of hats today.
Good. Very good. And you also want to talk about a wellness policy that's coming up.
Yes. Well, the district has been involved in writing a wellness policy, and it stems back from actually several years ago. There's always been a lot of talk about the school lunch changes and the guideline changes. And I'm not sure that even me as a principal, realize those guidelines have to be part of the classroom, not just the school lunch program. And it stems back, clear back to 2004. There was the Children, Nutrition, and WIC Reauthorization Act, as well as in 2010, the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act. And that was requiring districts to have a written wellness policy that follows the nutrition guidelines. And so just as recently as July of this year, the USDA released the final regulations for the frameworks for the districts. So that's why our district's been actively involved in getting this policy written. They committed a committee of students, of parents, teachers, district personnel, went through those guidelines, and they have written a policy that our district will follow that's obviously meeting the guidelines that are required. And so it's, you know, we have to remember there's good reason behind that. Good nutrition is vital for optimal health. And we do play as a school environment a vital role in helping these kids develop some of these healthy habits. And so it's going to be a change of mindset. It's not a bad thing. It's a different thing. It's looking at nutrition, not just in the cafeteria, but those involved in treats in the classroom, prizes in the classroom, fundraisers that we might do during the school day. During those school hours, we are limited by guidelines, and we need to get that implemented sooner than later, if that makes sense. So we have to look at what's being provided in vending machines, classroom treats, when parents are bringing food into the classroom. We have to meet these guidelines. So it's going to be different for the community. There's going to be a lot of information coming out, links on the district website that will provide them with healthy options. Just for example, some of these, you know, obviously our school lunch has been following these guidelines for several years, but when we look at the classroom, when we're having snacks brought in, they have to be less than 200 calories. The sodium content has to be less than 230 milligrams. The fat limit has to be less than 35% of the total calories, and the sugar limit has to be less than 35% of the total sugars in the food. So it's looking at labels, probably a little more than people want to, but we have to remember that, like I said, we're a framework for healthy living, and we educate these kids every day. We need to make sure that healthy eating is also part of education, giving them healthy options and letting them see how that can affect their physical being, their academic being. So it's going to be a new mindset for the community, myself included. I'm not afraid to give out treats for prizes, and I need to relook at what I'm giving and give some different options. And it's just going to be a new mindset. Yeah,
it's going to take some time to getting used to. As you said, parents can get more information by visiting the district's website.
Correct. So tonight, actually, at board meeting, at the 3:30 work meeting, there's going to be quite a lengthy discussion about this. So if anyone has any real strong opinions one way or the other, they may want to come to that. But then the district will have a press release. There will be information coming home with students. There will be a link on the website. So there's a lot of wellness policy information coming. So we want to make sure the community is aware of that.
Well, Mrs. Basinger, I definitely appreciate you taking up the time to come in and give us a rundown on what's happening. Again, it's always fun to talk with you, so thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That's another Carbon County School District update here on Castle Country Radio.